Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the ElfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the ElfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Thank you so much. We've had some technological difficulties, but God is still good, and He is still great. He comes right on time. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, after which we will get into our prayer position and begin to pray unto God, and we will expect some great things because God is opening some doors. He's making some connections. God is doing some great things, and I'm just, every day of my life, I was telling someone on Facebook and when I was speaking to someone today that every day is sweeter than the day before. And each day of my life, I compete against myself because I want to be better than I was yesterday. And so, you know, it's very important that we grow each and every day in Christ. And God says, lay up our treasures up in heaven. Amen. So I'm going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And then we're going to get into our prayer position. Thank you so much for tuning in. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who laid out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who made great lights, for His mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears of the doers and the seekers of His holy word. We're getting ready to pray unto God. And we're praying for many different things. There are many different individuals who would like to receive prayer. There are many individuals who just want to pray unto God, including myself. And every time we go under, every time we pray unto God, we always come out a different creature. You know, on Sunday we had the Word of God, and the Word of God was feeding the 5,000 with only a little bit. And that's, God says He can turn a little bit into a lot. Then on Monday we have, of course, our needs and wants, and God spoke about preparing a place for us to be able to place all of our goods. And when we talk about goods, we're not talking about food and money and cars and clothes. We're talking about those particular verbs that the Lord requires of us, such as love, and those particular verbs such as servant leadership and helping and things of that nature. And so we spoke about that, and now on Tuesday, we had basically a spiritual guide on the go, and we were speaking about different individuals in the Bible. We were speaking about how Peter denied Christ and Peter loved Christ, and we were speaking about that. And we had the opportunity to explore Peter's characteristics, and we had the opportunity to understand who Peter was. And we put ourselves in Peter's position that we love God, but sometimes we have doubts. And it's natural. It's natural for everyone to have doubts sometimes. And so we, as believers, we as people of God, should always understand and recognize what God has for us, okay? All right. So without further ado, I want you to get into your prayer position. Get into your prayer position. And if you want to call in, of course, you can do that. Once again, The number is 347-843-4981. We have over 400 people. Are you kidding me? On this line, 400 people on this line. God is good. God's word is getting out. God is really manifesting himself on this particular ministry. But I want everybody at this particular time to get into your prayer positions. I'm going to turn off the lights a little bit, dim the lights. We're going to pray unto God. We're going to pray unto God. We're going to pray unto God. And I want you to think about your day. I want you to think about just the goodness of God and what we want God to do and what God requires of us. And so as we pray, we're going to pray for people all over this world. We're going to pray for ourselves and our families. And we're just going to let God have his way tonight. Amen. We've had fun. And, you know, I've connected with some of my friends and family members, some individuals who are in the entertainment field, and we've had a great time today. But now we are ready to wind down and really get serious because we're in the presence of God. And so it's very important that if you have any distractions or anything like that, that you remove those distractions, and we're just going to give ourselves unto God. We're going to give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. We're going to thank God for today, the day that he didn't have to give us. We're going to thank God for danger seen and unseen. And we're going to thank God for healing power. And we thank God for keeping us this day. We thank God for nourishment. We thank God for the power and the unction of his spirit. We thank God for eyes and ears and for helping us to be able to breathe and have breath in our bodies. We don't want to take anything for granted. And so as we come unto God, we relinquish anything that's in our minds that's not like Jesus, anything that's in our hearts that's not like Jesus, anything that's in our hands. And we ask with the Lord crown this head from the top to the bottom, where the revelation of God will appear as we pray unto our Father. We're in the presence. And because we're in the presence, it doesn't mean that we only pray for ourselves. We ought to pray for those we know and those we do not know, and we are to pray for our families. And there's someone right now who's standing in the need of prayer. They're worried of different situations within their lives. They're worried about the storms. They're worried about those things that may hinder them. God is showing me a storm with a fierce wind, and this particular individual is standing under the tree. And this particular individual, that's the only shelter that they feel like they have because they don't have anywhere to go. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would God protect this particular person and provide a refuge? And the refuge is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're asking would the Lord bless those who are in the hospitals, who are lying down on their sick beds, and would God comfort their families as they stand beside them tirelessly. Then we ask, would God bless those who are coming out of the hospitals and continue to just elevate them and help them to be the individuals that they used to be. Then we ask, would God bless those who are thinking about going in? And we ask, God, would he bless those who aren't feeling well, who may have allergies and who may have different pains in their bodies from allergies and who may be going through something? We ask the Lord, would he touch that situation right now? We are believing that God is going to pour down the rhema from heaven. We are believing that God is going to open those doors that we see. We are believing that God is going to open those windows and pour us out a blessing where we won't have enough room to receive. We are believing that God is going to bless us to be servants of his. We are believing that God can do the impossible. We're believing that God is going to give us the desires of our heart. So as we begin to pray unto God, we thank God for this day. We thank God for this night, for this moment that we're able to be together. So everybody get into your prayer position, and we're going to get ready to meditate and pray unto God. I don't know how this prayer is going to go. I know that I want God to have his way. When I say for God to have his way, I'm speaking about the unction of the Holy Spirit to come in your heart, because the church is not an edifice made by man. The Lord must come in your heart. So we are praying unto God at this particular moment. And actually, I'm going to pray with my eyes lifted up unto the hills, because I feel like I have a deep and close connection with our Lord. And so we're in the position of surrendering unto God. Lord, we come unto you this very day, Lord, with our hands stretched wide and our eyes lifted up, thanking you for keeping us today because you didn't have to. Thanking you for blessing us to be able to wake up this morning, and then you even thought enough of us for us to start on our way. And not only did you do that, you blessed us as we traveled down the dangerous streets and byways. And you protected us all day long. And we say thank you. Lord, we come unto you as empty cups, Lord, ready to be filled. And Lord, once you pour into our spirits, we ask that we continue to be like a river and just continue to overflow. Then, Lord, as we look up towards the hills, Lord, from which all of our help comes, we ask that you crown our heads from the top to the bottom, which you anoint us, Heavenly Father, to bless our eyes to continue to see your glory, to bless our ears to hear your revelation, and which you bless our mouths to speak the truth and the revelation and the prophecy of God. Then, Lord, as we look up towards you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all of the great things you've done in our lives, those things that we expected and those things we didn't expect. And, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, will we continue to look towards you, Heavenly Father, and continue to lean and depend on you, Lord. And as we travel this road, Lord, we know that you've already called our name. We know that you have a purpose and a perfect plan for our lives. And not only that, but you have allowed us to travel within the will that you have given unto us. And as we travel, Lord, we know that we're going to get tired. We know that we're going to want to stop and rest. And you said that's fine, but we must keep going because you have a mountaintop for us. But you said don't dwell on the mountaintop. Keep moving. Because the way we become strong is we go through the valleys so that we can appreciate our mountain experiences. Then once all that's over, we come to know our whole purpose and we begin to walk and talk in the will. Lord, as we build momentum in this prayer, we ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you heal right now anybody who's listening, Lord? Would you heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord? Would you heal those who have stroked out, those who have had heart attacks, those who are battling cancer, those who are battling different illnesses, diabetes? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you provide them some relief? Then, Lord, we continue to pray for those who are in bereavement, and we ask that you continue to dispatch your angels, Lord. Lord, we praise your name, and we bless you for who you are. We ask that you continue to bless this ministry and bless each and every person who listens to this ministry on a daily basis and those who are going to listen. And now, Lord, as we pause, Heavenly Father, and we see everybody who's standing out of the ark, who's standing in the perimeter, Lord, just passing time away. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you give them a soul experience? Or they will come, Heavenly Father, unto you. Then, Lord, we ask a special prayer for those same individuals, Lord, thousands. Would they find their way to a church and begin to build that church within their hearts? Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless anyone who was a victim of tragedy? And would you praise those who were triumphant on today, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a first chance. We thank you for a second chance, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to be more like you. Oh, Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, Lord. And we ask that if we denied you anything today, Lord, would you forgive us and put us on the right track? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that every prayer that we pray, no matter who it's for or what it's for, that it falls on fresh ground and it falls on good ears and it goes out in the atmosphere and whosoever may let them catch it. Then, Lord, as we continue to pray, we ask that you bless our youth all over this land and country. They're demonic spirits, Heavenly Father, within some, and we ask in the name of Jesus that we rebuke those spirits. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that those spirits be cast out of their bodies like that was with that girl who was demon-possessed. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to search and look for you because there is none like you. And, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you hear our secret prayers? Would you bless us, Heavenly Father, in a major, major way, individually and one by one? Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to help us and keep us, Heavenly Father, in everything that we do and say. As we wake up in the morning, Lord, and as you give us a new day, we ask that we be better than we were on today. We ask that our ears be sharper. We ask that our eyes be wider. We ask that our hands be more helpful and that our feet continue to walk in the path of righteousness, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask that you forgive us of anything we've done today that wasn't like you, anything that we thought or said. We relinquish, Heavenly Father, every spirit that's not like you. We relinquish, Heavenly Father, anything that is different from how you would have it. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus as we think about this particular person, Lord. Each person is thinking about one person, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless this person from the top of her head to the sole of her feet? Lord, you see her work that she does every day, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless her, Heavenly Father? Whatever desire that she has in her heart, we ask, would you bless her family? Would you bless her friends? And if she's looking for a miracle, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you provide it? We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you provide rest and comfort in knowing that everything that is happening, let her know she's going to be all right. Then, Lord, if there's anything that we can do, anything that I can do, Lord, we ask that you show us. If we can give an encouraging word, we ask in the name of Jesus that we release that word. Every person who's listening is thinking about one person. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you filtrate our hearts and minds? Purify us, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, as we think about every person who's going through a storm, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless them to be able to withstand the storm? And if the winds begin to blow too much, we ask, Lord, would you hold them up? And, Lord, if there's anything we can do or say, Lord, we ask that you release your word, Lord. We thank you for the revelation, Lord. We thank you for the prophecy. We thank you for the ability and privilege to even be able to speak and get online, Lord, and speak to thousands of people all over this world. We ask that you continue to anoint this show, Lord. We ask that you continue to increase your power and decrease anything that's not like you, Lord. And, Lord, as we think about our youth, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them to be children as long as they can, Lord. And once again, if we can say something or do something that will propel them, Lord, to level number two, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us, Heavenly Father, to disseminate that information. Then, Lord, as we bring you our desires and how we want to work in the kingdom, because that's coming up, and as you asked us specifically what it is that we want, not because we're so good, not because we're so great, but because we're faithful unto you, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, will we not be selfish, Lord? Will we be specific, Lord? And will we give everything we can to help others to reach their goals? Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but we never are relinquished out of your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things that, and I'm going to continue to talk as this music is playing, but one of the things that I spoke to a friend about today was surrendering. And what I meant by surrendering is each night that we go to sleep, we should go to sleep in a peaceful manner, because we don't know what's going on when we're asleep. And so when we surrender unto God, we're surrendering everything that weighs us down, everything that causes us to lose sleep. We're surrendering all that unto God. And so it's important that when we pray, we leave things where they are, which is in the hands of God, because I guarantee you that God can work it out. Amen? God has done it so many times, and he's going to continue to do it. But we have to continue. We have to continue to be in the will of God. We have to continue to understand who God is at all times. And part of prayer is being able to give it to God. And not only are we giving it to God, but we're leaving it there. A lot of us want to talk about, let me turn this down. A lot of us want to talk about prayer, but do we actually leave those things unto God? Do we actually leave those things unto God? It's very important that we leave everything unto God. We have to take everything to God in prayer. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, also known as the Stellar Gospel Music.com. I want to thank each and every one of you for that. I want you to continue to pray. Not only pray for yourself, but pray for your family, pray for your friends. Just pray for everybody. Pray for every single person. It's very important that you pray. It's very important that we pray, because we have to pray for each and every person. Every person needs prayer. Every single person. And so we have to pray for every single person. All right? Okay. As we get ready to close this particular segment, I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. And also, they can go to AfridaLoveShow.com and they can click on number one Love Radio, AfridaLoveShow.com, and click on number one Love Radio, or go to StellarGospelMusic.com and click on number one Love Radio. That's StellarGospelMusic.com and click on number one Love Radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, 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 Facebook AfridaLove at AlFredaLove or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I would love, love, love to have you. So be sure, be sure, be sure to email me once again, because I have many different people who's emailing me. Be sure to email me. Once again, it is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to do that. All right? All right. In addition to that, just continue to pray unto God. Continue to pray for your family and your friends. If you have to, when you pray, no, it's not if, it's when you pray for all of your family and friends, be sure to put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Be sure, be sure, be sure to pray for each and every one of your family members. All right? In addition to that, just make sure that you look out for AfridaLoveShow.com. That's AfridaLoveShow.com. Also, StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. And also, AfridaHerPages.com. Be sure, to check out all of those different pages. It's very important. Be sure, be sure, be sure to check it out. All right? All right. In addition to that, we have many new individuals who have joined the AfridaLoveShow.com. And actually, we're working on a couple of new projects, a lot of new projects. So be sure to look out for all of those different projects, because we really, really, really want you involved in each and every one of the projects. All right? Now, say God's will, that's our billboard day. All right? Our gospel billboard day. Now, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Love.